We're talking with candidates in the race to become Milwaukee's next mayor here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Seven candidates are on the ballot in the nonpartisan primary election on Tuesday. That's this Tuesday. The top two advance to the spring election April 5th. What do you think Milwaukee's next mayor should prioritize? What are the city's biggest challenges and opportunities? 800-642-1234. Aisha Griffin is a community activist. Aisha, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's kick this off with your top priorities for the city. What are they?
First and foremost, our priorities are the people, you know, I guess in a nutshell, because there's so many different things going on. I guess if I had to summarize it, it'll be the people, the services, and a zero tolerance for discrimination, trying to eradicate this discrimination that's kind of kept Milwaukee back for a minimum of 17 years.
I want to touch first on that discrimination, because in 2019, Milwaukee County passed a resolution declaring racism a public health crisis. And in the city, how would you take action to tackle inequality, to tackle discrimination?
Right. That resolution is just for show, because after that resolution, nothing has been done to show that that resolution really had any powerful meaning, you know, any substance in it. Contrary to the other opponents and those that are already in office, I will be meeting firsthand on a regular basis with the community. I will have regular meetings with every head department of every agency in the city of Milwaukee. I will do pop-ups with different agencies. I will definitely have my Aisha for the People plan effectuated, which has TCB committees, taking care of business committees, to make sure that we constantly look at where the government is failing the people so that we can enact things, enforce things, and regulate things, you know, in a timely manner.
You're breaking up there for just a moment. Oh, and I think we just lost our connection with Aisha Griffin as we talk about our who will be the next mayor of Milwaukee. We've been doing this series, and Aisha Griffin is a community activist and candidate for Milwaukee's mayor on Tuesday's primary election ballot. And over the past weeks, we have interviewed all seven. This is the seventh candidate that we're interviewing on the nonpartisan primary ballot. There's a whole collection of these Q&As that we've been doing here, and you can check it out. We have a link at WPR.org/mornings as we get Aisha back on the phone. Aisha, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, yeah, hopefully this is a better connection. I want to take you back to the TCBs you're talking about, taking care of business. What are these?
Yes. My taking care of business committees will be certain people that will have the task force, and which I will be included in, of making sure that we have solutions and not just statements and press releases to the community giving bare-bone analysis of different things without having a solution to the issues. It would also include looking at where the government is failing the people so that we can enact different things of that nature, regulations, and enforce different laws that are already on the books. Also, like I said, I will meet regularly with every head department in the agency and also do my own pop-ups within the agency. I'll have regular calendar constituent service days, face-to-face meetings with the community to see how they feel, what's going on, what do we need to address, because it's really the people's seat. We're representing the people. It's not a seat we can just sit in once you're in office. You know, that's what's going on with these opponents. Every opponent, even the outsider, quote-unquote outsider, Michael Sampson, which he called himself yesterday, have a personal agenda. You know, I stated before to several people, I don't even know how Bob Donovan is even on the ballot, because this man has a conviction in federal court, which the Wisconsin Constitution, meaning the people of...
And Aisha, you're breaking up again, but I want to just pause here, because it sounds like regulation is important to you, enforcement important, We're hearing about transparency in government and communication at all levels as we try to get Aisha Griffin back on the line here, but bringing up a number of things in terms of communicating at all levels of government, mentioned the taking care of business committees and really putting people first, services first, and trying to root out discrimination. You can join in with questions you have about the mayoral candidates on the ballot, what you think Milwaukee's next mayor should prioritize. Do you think Milwaukee government is listening to you and your needs? 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. As we have this mayoral series and trying to get Aisha Griffin back on the line, we've had some difficulty with her phone line this morning, a community activist on Tuesday's primary ballot. And over the past couple weeks, if you've been following, we've interviewed all seven candidates on the nonpartisan primary ballot that is set for Tuesday. And we have a whole collection of these Q&As. You can check them out at WPR.org/mornings. And we've talked with these candidates about a range of issues, from financing in the city, what will happen with the pensions, what will happen with housing and making more affordable housing, what to do about reducing violence and reckless driving in the city, and addressing the homicide, the second year of record-setting homicide. 800-642-1234 is the number. Aisha, are you back on the line?
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't happen.
Okay, well, hopefully we can get a solid line here. I want to move on to, how do you reduce violence and reckless driving in Milwaukee?
Okay.
Yes, what is your approach there?
As it relates to violence and reckless driving, I think that the community is being disturbed because there is a false projection being put out as if violence is only about homicide, when homicide is the lowest form of gun violence. Actually, suicide is the highest form of gun violence, but the highest form of violence overall is rape and sexual assault. And this is something that my opponents do not want to touch. And for whatever reason, I'm not sure. But as it relates to that, I have my Aisha for the People plan, where I'm looking at resources to stop certain homicides. Because a lot of the homicides are based on desperation, poor decision-making, and different things of that nature. It's something, and it is the lowest form of violence, but it's still violence. And so I think that if we had the necessary resources, for instance, you had a Burger King robbery where these young people were desperate to pretend as if they're robbing something out of desperation for money. It wasn't even a real robbery. It was something that was put together. It was illogical thinking, and it resulted in the loss of life. But the person who accidentally took that life didn't know about the, my understanding about the robbery, and now he's being charged, but he's being crucified because he's a felon.
So how, when you say desperation, how would you address poverty in Milwaukee and those basic needs, basic resources?
Well, the American Rescue Plan, for one, is a lot of the current acting mayor is misallocating those funds. Those funds are specifically to rescue the Americans and the American within Milwaukee. One of the reasons the funds are there is to relieve the poverty, or tempers relieve the poverty of children, which are the highest people, even though the children in poverty, and then the woman, you know, and so we have funds. We have resources. We also can collaborate with different entities. My opponents are making this assumption that they're forced to fight with the state, and it's not true, because the state is the mother, basically, of the city. The city is only a creation of the state. You have to work with the state. You know, also federal funds. The we have Chicago has a toll, a toll where they bring in revenue off a toll. Milwaukee doesn't have a toll. There's so many different things that we can do. I'm saying public officials that can take the burden off people. One of the things I stated that I would do if elected mayor is to do a complete audit to see where the wasteful spending has gone. We have billions of dollars that can be saved every year in regards to revenue if we identify where the wasteful spending is going. You know, so those would be some of the things that I would look into as it relates to reducing the poverty and the homicide.
And very quickly, I want to squeeze in one more topic. What would you do about creating more affordable housing?
In my Aisha for the People Plan, I have something called MENDUS, Major Economic Neighborhood Development Under Supervision. I will bring the community to the table, and we could discuss different things like the dollar houses just sitting there. The city has stronghold of. We can teach them how to be homeowners and donate some of them abandoned homes to help people be homeowners, because in Milwaukee, Black people are the lowest homeowners in the nation. Mm-hmm. There's not many homeowners, so we have renters. And in my eyes, for the people that have rentervention, where we try to stop these evictions based off of slum lords, retaliation, and different things of that nature, trying to have vouchers where they don't have to be removed from their homes and different things of that nature as well. And so I have a plethora of ideas. We have more issues than this, what they try to put in a nutshell.
Well, Aisha, we are out of time. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Aisha Griffin, community activist, candidate for Milwaukee mayor in Tuesday's primary election. News update is next on the Ideas Network.